68. To Mlle Gerasimov. Petersburg, March 7, 1877. Much honoured Mlle Gerasimov, your letter has tormented me terribly because I could not answer it for so long. What can you have thought of me? In your dejected state, you will perhaps have taken my silence as an affront. You must know that I am almost overwhelmed with work. Besides the work for the periodically appearing diary, I have to get through a quantity of letters. I receive daily several letters of the same kind as yours, which cannot possibly be disposed of in a few lines. Moreover, I have lately suffered from 3 attacks of epilepsy, and those of such violence and quick recurrence as I have not had for years. After each attack, I was bodily and mentally so shattered that for 2 and 3 days I could not work or write or even read. Now you know that, you will forgive my long silence. I did not think your letter by any means childish or stupid, as you assume. For that mood is now general, and there are many young girls suffering like you. But I don't mean to write much on that theme. I shall only lay before you my fundamental ideas upon the subject, both in general and as it concerns you personally. If I advised you to settle down, to stay in your parents' house and take up some intelligent occupation, corresponding to the course of your education, you won't be much inclined to listen to me. But why are you in such a hurry? Why should you so dread any delay? You want to do something useful as soon as possible. And yet, with your ardour, I am taking it for granted that it is genuine, you could, if you don't act precipitately but pursue your education a little longer, prepare yourself for activities which would be 100 times more useful than the obscure and insignificant role of a sick nurse, midwife, or woman doctor. You urgently desire to enter the medical high school for women here. I should like to advise you decidedly not to do so. You will get no education there, but quite the contrary. And what do you gain if you actually do become a midwife or woman doctor? Such a calling, if you really do expect so much from it, you could quite well take up later on. But would it not be better now if you pursued other ends and took pains with your general education? Do but look at all our specialists, even the university professors. Why are they all losing ground, and whence comes the harm that they do, instead of doing good, to their own profession? It is simply because the majority of our specialists are shockingly ill-educated people. In other lands it is quite different. There we find a Humboldt or a Claude Bernard, persons with large ideas, great culture and knowledge outside of their special job. But with us, even highly gifted people are incredibly uneducated. For example, Sietchinov, who at bottom is uneducated and knows nothing beyond his narrow special subject, of his scientific adversaries, the philosophers, he has no notion whatever. Therefore, his scientific efforts are more harmful than useful. And the majority of our students, men and women, have no true education. How then can they be useful to humanity? They study only just enough to get paid appointments as soon as may be.